Open enrollment for health insurance plans under Obamacare is underway, but people are not the only ones shopping around this year. The federal marketplace now allows small businesses to buy group plans on healthcare.gov. The Affordable Care Act does not require companies with 50 or fewer workers to offer health benefits, but the website that's been set up as an option got off to a bumpy start. The delays last year meant companies wanting to offer a plan had to work with an insurance agent and submit the application on paper. As part of our Health News Florida series on the second year of enrollment, Mary Shedden reports that small business owners do not appear to be racing to sign up.
Brooke and Andrew Lee can't imagine being without health insurance. So for the past 7 years, that's meant digging deep into the earnings of their video production agency in St. Petersburg. Brooke Lee says the alternative is worse.
Even though costs are high, I've just always been somebody who has health care and would be really nervous, of course, while you have it for the unknowns to happen. Some major accident or health problem that would put us out of business and pretty much, you know, ruin everything we've worked so hard on if we didn't have health insurance.
They're curious about the online Small Business Health Options Program, known as SHOP. It offers tax credits for up to half of the premium cost an employer covers. Andrew Lee wonders if it can help them afford something they can't provide now, health benefits to their one full-time employee.
We would definitely be interested in seeing what those costs are. It is a value that we would love to offer to our employees. It makes their lives better. It makes our lives better. It makes them want to stay with us for a longer term. So we would absolutely be interested in that.
About 3/4 of all American companies employ 50 or fewer full-time workers, and most don't offer health benefits. In 2012, just 30% of small businesses in Florida offered coverage to their employees. Brooke Lee says she and her fellow business owners struggle to find enough money.
It can be doable if you have 1-2 employees, depending on, you know, how you're doing that year business-wise. But we have some friends who are up to about 10 full-time employees, and I just don't know if that kind of cost burden is manageable.
Tampa insurance agent Eric Brown has helped small businesses sign up for the SHOP exchange plans for the past year. Even with the employer tax credit, insurance may be out of reach for workers who still have to pay monthly premiums and other out-of-pocket costs.
The out-of-pocket expenses are too high. And when you have employees who are low to moderate income employees, they can't afford it. So the bottom line is, when you boil it down and you look at the policy, do you really have insurance if you can't afford to use it?
SHOP, just like other employee-based insurance, doesn't provide subsidies for individuals. Instead, companies get a tax credit for their investment in the employee insurance. The tax credit, which lasts for just 2 years, is why Brown predicts SHOP won't stand the test of time.
But in my opinion, I think the SHOP will eventually go away because I really don't see the benefit, because it's just like traditional health insurance, except you get a subsidy, but the subsidy is only there for a short period of time and then it goes away.
In fact, Brown's already seen some businesses drop health benefits altogether. Employers think workers might be able to get more affordable insurance by heading to healthcare.gov on their own. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
For more on open enrollment, visit our series on understanding Obamacare on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.